Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Don Larson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Young scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Hatton scores. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trux bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hatton strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Hunter moves to third. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-2 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel has Hunter trapped. There's the throw to Lawler and over to Hatton, who tags Hunter for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus is called out on strikes. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mealy. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler is walked intentionally. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Wilson now playing left field. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Deering pinch runs for Vern Stevens. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deering. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Deering steals second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.